curious where this Bears defense creates some stress for you when you get into this process of learning about them and studying them.
Well, they're a pretty sound group. They obviously rank highly in a lot of statistical categories, deservedly so. They historically have always been one of the all-time great teams at stripping and raking the ball away from runners. Going years back, we played them, I think, back in 06, and we talked about the same thing, and it was being taught then, and they got it off of us then, and they continue to take the ball away from people today. And it's just something that's a great conscious effort on their part. They obviously coach it, teach it very well, and their players do a great job of looking for those opportunities. They can rush the passer. I think one of the key areas, they do a good job in playing first down defense, which creates more third and longs than you'd like to have against them. And then they do a good job of capitalizing on those opportunities and trying to get after the quarterback, and they do a really good job. It's mostly a zone coverage defense that will read the quarterback, and they read the quarterback very well, and you got to be disciplined and do a good job of throwing and catching the football, because there's so many people looking at the quarterback on every play that if you make a mistake, usually it ends up in their hands. So also very good on third down, and one of the best red zone teams that we're going to play. So they create a lot of challenges for us. Certainly we don't know them as well as we know some of the other teams we've played. We're trying to take advantage of, a little bit of this extra time this week to really get into them and know their personnel and their scheme. And really hopefully have a great week of practice this week.
Hey Josh, I just had a quick question about a play from Thursday night's game, the Danny Amendola touchdown. He mentioned after the game that that was essentially something that you guys work on in practice a lot, and mentioned the scramble drill. And so I'm just wondering how you guys teach your receivers to react, or what you teach them to think about when they do see Tom break the pocket and kind of initiate that scramble drill. What was going through his mind at that point, do you think?
Well, whenever there's a lot of, there's no real robotic, systematic way to teach a scramble drill, because there's so many different variations of where people could be on a given pass play that it's not necessarily simple to say, hey, well, you're always going to be in this spot, so when he scrambles, do this. I mean, because it could be any number of players on any number of plays that could be. I think the big key for us is to try to always, come back to the ball or come towards the quarterback, the direction that he's scrambling, because throwing away from where the quarterback's going is always a difficult proposition. So we try to teach them to be friendly to the quarterback in terms of trying to, give him an opportunity to make a throw that he can make. And then the guys that are deep, certainly if you're deep and you go deeper, you might get out of his range. So the deep guys may end up coming a little bit shorter. And in this case, Danny was a short guy. And again, you have two choices. You can either kind of try to get away from your guy going towards the direction the quarterback's rolling to or running, or in the case of what Danny did, he turned and went the other direction because he was a short receiver that ended up turning his route into a deeper play. So, again, it's not a perfect science, but what we do try to tell him is, look, you can't stand there and be covered, and you don't want to run, out of the quarterback's, potential window to throw you the ball. So they want to stay active. We'll try to mirror the quarterback as best we can and try to create some separation from the defender that's closest to you. And I thought Danny did a great job. We had a couple guys do a really good job on that play, and Danny ended up with the ball on it.
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Good. How are you, Jonathan?
Good. After that Jets game, I kind of went, sometimes I just go digging into the record books because it seems like I see things that are trends. And So the Patriots under Belichick, and you've been there for obviously a lot of that, have been historically the best team ever in close games, 3 points or less. And I will have a quick follow-up on this. What do you think, having coached elsewhere and coached for different guys, been a head coach, what is it about a Bill Belichick team in your eyes that has them poised to win these close games at such a high level?
Well, I think the credit would go to the players, and their ability to execute, obviously under pressure, because if you're in a close game, there's a lot of pressure situations that you're going to need to execute and perform well in. So the players certainly deserve the credit there. I think the best you can do, as a coaching staff is to try to educate your players on the potential situations or critical plays that may come up in a given game and try to give them a game plan for how we're going to try to win those plays. And again, it would then go back to the player's ability to execute in those pressure situations. And I think whenever you know what you're trying to do in a situation like that, I think that always takes a little pressure off you, when you're trying to execute, with crowd noise, and it's a make or break play in the game. Hopefully you find yourself more comforted by the fact that, at least I know the play we're going to call, or I know what the intent is, and I know what we're expecting the other team to potentially do. Preparation is always a great asset in those kind of situations, and we just try to do the best we can and let the players go out there and hopefully do a great job of executing those situations.
And two players that Bill, I asked him the same question, two players he brought up was obviously Tom Brady, and then the other was, he said, basically having two great kickers over that whole span is a big impact. Can you talk a little bit about Brady and, as a play caller, what your approach changes or how your approach changes knowing that you have such a reliable field goal kicker?
Well, Tom has always been incredibly well prepared. And I think that's a great starting point for having to deal with pressure situations and those one play scenarios that may come up in the game, because you feel comfortable that he knows what to expect from the defense, or at least has an idea, and then has a real good idea of how we want, whatever the play is to be executed. So, and he makes sure that he's in that place each week, that we feel good about that. And I've always, whoever's kicked the ball, I've always trusted that they're going to make it. I've never thought twice about that. Whatever coach tells us the range is on that given day or night, based on the wind conditions or whatever it may be, if he says we need to get inside the 30 or the 35 or the 40, then, our job is to try to get it as close to the goal line if we're going to kick a field goal as we possibly can, so that they can make the kick. But we've been very fortunate to have those two guys here for the majority of my time here, and it's obviously they've come through in a lot of critical situations.
So there's just a lot of trust, it sounds like, between the coaches and everyone on the team. Everyone seems to trust, hey, everyone knows what they're doing, everyone's doing the right thing.
I think preparation is the key component for us, at least. You prepare hard, you study hard. They do a great job of learning the material. And a lot of the situations may be the same each week, at least the way you go about them, because they may not come up that many times during the course of a season. The more prepared you are, I think the more comfortable and trusting you are in those kind of situations. And I would say that extends, throughout the organization and certainly for us on game day.
Thanks very much.
Jonas Gray, promoted from the practice squad last week. What have been your impressions of him, and what might he be able to bring to the offense?
Jonas works really hard. He's been well prepared and done a great job, for us on the scout team since he's been here, and certainly I think made the most of his opportunities in the preseason, and just continues to prepare like he's playing each week, and had an opportunity last week to come up and help us out. And I thought he did a good job in his role. Didn't play, I think it was 11 total plays, if I'm correct on that, but again, did a good job of you know, running hard, runs behind his pad, stays low, not the easiest guy in the world to bring to the ground because he's, you know, he's a thick guy with the ball. And, you know, he stepped in there and picked up the blitz a couple times the other night. So, you know, just a young guy that's eager to do whatever is asked of him. And, you know, we'll continue to work with him and see if we can't, you know, continue to build on what we did the other night with him.
Thank you, Josh.
Thanks a lot, guys.